السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We will start recording now. Let's get to the basics first. Very good. Why Allah created us? It's a good question that has many answers. If I ask you, why did Allah make us? What's the reason? Yes, huh?
To worship Him?
That's the one good answer? Huh? Very short, brief answer, to worship Him. Now, can I suggest that it has to do with the names of Allah? Like, do you mean one of the names of Allah is called the Creator? Called what? The Creator. The Creator is the one of the names of Allah, which means Al-Khalis. Means what? Al-Khalis. Now, if Allah's nature is a Khaliq, then what if He doesn't create? If His name is Al-Khaliq, but He doesn't create, then do you see a problem there? Do you see a problem? Huh? What's the problem? If He is the Creator, Al-Khaliq, but He doesn't create, so where is the problem? Yes, if you get your books, like notebooks out, and take notes. Perfect, you've answered the perfect answer. If Allah is Al-Khaliq, and He doesn't create, then His name is false. Is it appropriate for Allah to have a false name? No, it's not appropriate for Him to have a false name. Okay. Or, on the other hand, the name would be useless. It's either that the name is false or useless, right? Is it appropriate for Allah to have a useless name?
Useless as in He has this ability, but He does not use it. If that is not appropriate for Allah.
Exactly. So the reason we exist is because Allah is the Creator. So we're just, our existence is a direct reflection of Allah named the Creator. Got that part? Got that part? Okay? So, what if Allah doesn't create? Then, His name is false or useless. Good job. Okay. Now, why didn't Allah just create trees and nature, trees and angels? That cause no trouble. We cause trouble, right? Do we humans cause trouble? Yes, we cause trouble. We cause a lot of trouble. And we do a lot of evil things. We get corrupt. We have tyrants. We have murderers. We do a lot of injustice to each other.
What are some names that Allah has that are proven by these attributes that we have? Our freedom to do bad or good, we could do really bad things and Allah can just let it happen, or He could have little things to stop us, but it was the intention that counted. But does anybody have any idea that which names are proven by our freedom? Can you get the paper from the... Yeah, anybody? Yeah.
Yeah, that's part of it.
Okay,
so... let's understand this. Why didn't Allah just create angels and trees and they are not going to cause trouble? Why did Allah create us and we cause a lot of trouble? Huh? What do you think? What do you think, Allah? If He would create just trees and angels, would they cause any trouble?
No.
No. If He does that, wouldn't He be the Creator? Yes. So the second question is, why didn't He just create trees and angels that don't cause trouble? Why did He create humans with freedom that screw up and cause a lot of corruption and evil things? Yeah, go ahead.
Because He wants to see if we're going to worship Him.
Yes, give us free choice. And also there is one name one name in particular that made him create us and give us the freedom to be good or bad.
I have a question. Who here, there's students who do this, but knows a good amount of the Allah's names. Yes, nobody can see this. Oh, very clueless right now. Okay, so there's
some of them?
Not a lot, but some.
Has anybody memorized that song? I'm going to guess no. Continue.
Okay. So, because Allah has another name called Al-Ghafoor. Called what? Al-Ghafoor. Al-Ghafoor. So, here we have Al-Khaliq. Called Al-Ghafoor.
What's this Al-Ghafoor mean?
The most forgiving. What if Allah creates only trees and angels? Would his name Al-Ghafoor be useful? You got that part? Do you understand that? Girls, do you understand that? If he creates just angels and trees, then, okay, his name, the most forgiving, will also be useless. Is it appropriate for his majesty to have a useless name?
No.
Absolutely not. Or we can say it's false. It doesn't happen. He doesn't forgive. Then again, it is useless for him, for his majesty to have a false name. Yes. So we got that part? All right. So in order for us to be tested, Allah creates us, which is a creation, that have the choice to do good or bad. We do bad and ask Allah for forgiveness, and He forgives us. Can you think about another name that also will be implemented with us, that will apply to us, other names?
Anybody? So,
the supplier, for example, the Razzaq, who supplies for us? Huh? Allah, He's a Razzaq. He's the supplier.
Attributes, you don't have to know the name. You guys can contribute attributes of Allah. Pretty sure you guys know those.
Do you see here? Life is explained or made according to the names of Allah, because that's His nature. He creates because that's His nature. He's the creator. That's His nature. He has to create. And then He creates creatures or creation that can do good and bad, because He is the most forgiving. He has to forgive. Got it? And this is a Prophet Muhammad said, Hadith Qudsi, that Allah said in the Hadith, if we don't disobey Allah, commit sins, if we don't commit sins, and seek Allah's forgiveness, Allah will remove our existence, completely remove our existence, and bring other creations that will make mistakes and seek forgiveness, and Allah will forgive them. You got it? Okay. Now Allah is testing us. What is this test being to do? Islam is called the test of submission. Test of what? Submission.
Submission.
Yes. Now what do I mean by submission? Saliha or Sabrina? Saliha, right? Sabrina. What do I mean by the test of submission? What do you mean? Can you give me an idea?
Like if we're going to actually submit to Him and, you know, listen and obey Him.
Exactly. Or we have submit to Allah or submit to shaitan and temptation. So submission, I think we would be doing that. Submission, we have two choices. It's to be submissive to Allah or submissive to temptations. Well, you know about temptations, right? Can you mention some bad temptations? No temptation. Just temptation. We have four enemies. We have...
Wait. Anybody. There's a lot of things in Islam that we say not to do. There's temptations in everyday life to... I'm pretty sure you guys have brains here. Work with me. Anybody? Anybody at all? I'll start you off. Cheating.
Lying.
Yes.
Killing.
Yes.
I guess.
Yes.
Stealing.
Stealing.
Yes.
Can I add some?
Sure.
How about selfishness? How about greed?
Jealousy.
Jealousy. How about arrogant? Ego.
We have plenty of very bad feelings that we can experience in everyday life, but we choose not to as Muslims. At least we try to. Sometimes.
Sacrifice. We don't want to sacrifice. Running away from pain. We don't want to run away. Laziness. Laziness. All these nasty temptations. I'll give you a simple example that shows. If you're submissive to your temptations, then you have flunk the test. It's either you submit to Allah, which means Muslim to Allah. So Muslim to Allah means submissive to Allah, or submissive to temptations. We have temptations, we have lower desires, and we have the shaitan. Okay? Temptations are what we just talked about. Lower desires are the desires of the body, like eating and mating, and these are lower desires. And then we have the shaitan whispering. Shaitan whispers in your bread and in your head by giving you shaitan ideas. Shaitan ideas. Take a
you
paper.
You guys see that? I just realized that's crazy.
Take a paper.
And I already passed around the names and stuff.
There you go.
Oh, do you want to?
Yeah. You got that?
Here.
Let me give you a very obvious or easy to understand example about submission. During Ramadan, you feel what during Ramadan?
Hungry.
Hungry and thirsty.
Did
so
anybody
you're tempted
bother to
do
put their
what?
Number? Eat.
I don't. This
don't
is not
eat?
Mine.
No, I just passed this around.
Okay. So, you're tempted to do what during daytime of Ramadan?
Eat.
I eat and drink. On the other hand, Allah says what?
Not to.
Not to. So, if you're submissive to Allah, then would you eat? Would you eat? No. Would you drink? No. Why? Because I'm submissive to Allah. Muslim to Allah. Submissive means Muslim. So if I am Muslim to Allah, if I am submissive to Allah, then I will not eat and drink. Okay? I will say no to the temptation of eating and drinking. No, go away. Go away. I'm not submissive to you. You are not controlling me. On the other hand, Allah says, you say, I am going to be submissive to Allah, I will obey Allah, not obey my temptation. So Allah wants you to be controlled by His guidance. Control yourself by the guidance of Allah. Don't let your temptations control you. You got that?
Temptations such as eating, it's only really a temptation when the choice is pray or eat right now. Or if it's during Ramadan, if it's eat or continue doing. That's the only, but don't starve yourself. Because it's a temptation that we have to bow to, because we can't eat, or if the longest we can go without eating or drinking is like 3 days or something.
Allah made it possible for us within days, and then Allah gave excuses to the sick, to the one who are traveling and things like that. Pregnant ladies and so forth. And certain days of the girls and women monthly thing. So during these days, you don't have to fast or anything, or even pray. Fasting, you have to make it up. Prayer, you don't have to make it up. It's
or else that would be horrible because you'd be praying 50 prayers or something.
It's
going to
be crazy. Okay.
Does anybody know how long you have after the month of Ramadan in order to make up your days?
A year?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
A little less because of the lunar calendar, but a little less.
Who's
your TA? Hi. Nina. Oh, Nina, you are here. Somebody was looking for you.
Oh, yeah. First period, I was walking around, putting around the roster.
Are you supposed to be
never mind.
I don't know. Okay, but you're here, right?
Yep.
You're assigned. Okay.
So, got it? So, do Allah wants you to control your temptation? This is the key word. Allah wants you to control your temptations. Allah doesn't want you to be controlled by your temptations. You got the difference?
Yes.
Allah doesn't. Can you take notes?
No.
Huh?
You could just tell us.
Aren't the notes going to be on the website?
Well,
yes,
yeah,
but take your notes so that you stay. Because if you don't take notes, you will basically go into screensaver mode. You know the screensavers?
Yeah.
The human mind works like a screensaver. Like if you don't shake the mouse of the keyboard, you blink. And I can see in your glasses the fish is going the screensaver. You know? So that's why we have to always touch the mouse and the keyboard. Like if your neighbor, the one sitting right next to you.
So you pretty much have to do work in order not to go into the sleep.
Exactly. Yeah, so we can tickle the person so that the person goes out of screensaver mode. So I'll send Lena to tickle the ones who...
What? For the record, I will not tickle you guys. That's just a threat, but we will do... It's actually just because of you guys, because there are things that you're going to have to go through the entire recording, that's why it's here, in order to figure out the answer, because I'm not, these are the bare bones. So I am going to be writing that. But if you listen, you won't have to go through the entire, I don't know, 30-minute thing and figure it out.
So you can see now, if you're submissive to your temptations or controlled by your temptations, you would be ugly, really. If you're controlled by the temptation, or even from outside, if you are controlled by the temptation of selfishness, then you will be selfish, and people will hate your guts, right? If you're controlled by envy, then or jealousy, people will hate your guts too. You got it? So if you're controlled by one of those temptations, people will hate you so much.
I'm sure there's always that one person who does a lot of lying and cheating in your school, and a lot of the time you're like, I don't really want to be around you. Bad influence, by the way. So you would know and have the experience that if you are a bad person from the inside, it's beauty from inside that counts. So if you have no beauty inside the inside, you do not count. Pretty much.
So, on the other hand, if you're not controlled by your temptations, if you're controlled by the guidance of Allah, like, you are not selfish, then people will like you. People will love you. If you're not greedy, people will love you. If you're not arrogant, people would love you. Right? So basically, you are adopting something good that would make people love you. Now, this is pretty much what Islam is to be in control of your temptations. Don't let your temptations be in control of you.
That's why we don't drink alcohol, because nobody likes a drunk person going around and hitting people.
In order for us to be dead...
Alcohol is poison.
Pretty much.
In order for us to make sense, we have to have a free will. So we have to be tested. And then if you make a mistake, you ask for forgiveness, Allah will forgive you. If you make a mistake and you don't ask for forgiveness, then you have two choices. Allah might forgive you in the Day of Judgment, will remind you about the sin and forgive you, or not forgive you.
As long as it's not an ordinary thing, if you lie practically like 5 times a week, then... you're not going to be forgiven for all of those. As long as it's not a daily habit, stressed into a situation.
Let me jump in here. It doesn't matter how bad it is. Allah could forgive. The only one thing that Allah said, literally, I am not forgiving without repentance is?
I know you guys learned this. I remember this from the textbooks. Anybody, those really boring textbooks that teachers had you read.
Huh?
Wait, me?
Yeah, you.
Yeah.
Wait, I had it in my head and now I forgot.
Okay.
No.
I got it. To another god.
Yeah. Does anybody know what that's called?
Shirk.
There you go.
Good job. Shirk. What is shirk? Treating someone the way Allah is to be treated. So when you treat someone the way you should be treating Allah, this is shirk. Those idiots who worship other than Allah, they do this. Let's say they worship this object. They treat this object the way Allah is to be treated if they worship a tree. They treat this tree the way Allah is to be treated. How? They make prayers to this tree. Let me ask you a question. If you want to ask Allah, there are certain things that you can ask Allah or humans. Like if I want money, I can ask you to give me money, or I can pray for Allah. Right? But there are certain things that you don't ask anybody except Allah. Like rain, for example. Can I ask you, please give us some rain? The only one you can ask for rain is who? Allah. What if you go to an idol and say, please rain, please give me rain.
If I remember the story correctly, that's how idols were first introduced by the shaitan. Somebody wanted rain, and they kept on praying to Allah, and the shaitan, before Prophet Muhammad ﷺ came, the shaitans could pretty much listen to what the angels were saying. And
spying.
So the angels were saying that there was going to be rain on, for example, Tuesday. So the shaitan went down to earth and said, hey, if you pray on Monday, then there's going to be rain Tuesday.
Just if you pray to the false gods.
So these idols, and the people did that,
and
they were
rain.
Tricked, and they got the rain. And so they're like, hey, these idols work.
Yep. Because these kind of things cannot be really. There are certain things. Like if you don't have, unable to get children, okay? You go to the doctor and everything, but you pray to who at the end? Allah. If you're sick, you go to the doctors and take medications, but at the end you pray to who? Allah. Because you know nothing will work except if Allah allows it to work. Good. We're getting there, right? You're following me step by step, right?
Are you guys understanding, is this comprehending in your brains?
So shirk.
Yes.
So what is shirk? Huh? It's to treat someone the way Allah is to be
treated.
Basic
laws of Allah.
Yeah. Now, shirk is forgivable sin? Absolutely not. You don't Allah does not forgive it without repentance. You repent? Yeah, blank, like new page with Allah. Allah erases everything. Allah does not reject repentance. Remember the guy who killed 99?
Do you guys know that story? That's a really good story.
Yes.
And then he killed the number 100.
Because
and then
the guy
Allah
told him that Allah will never forgive him. As long as you ask Allah for forgiveness in this life, Allah will forgive no matter how bad it is.
What if you do the mistake again? Allah will forgive you and ask for forgiveness. Allah will forgive you again. What if you do it again and pray for forgiveness? Allah will forgive you again. Allah doesn't get tired of forgiving you unless you get tired of asking Him to forgive you. You got it? So once you give up on asking Allah to forgive you, then He will stop forgiving you. You got it? If you keep making mistakes and asking for forgiveness, forgiveness is guaranteed. Even if you do the same mistake a billion times. Okay? Like, this guy killed one more person, yet still was forgiven.
Does anybody know? Actually, this goes under most merciful. I'm pretty sure I've read it.
Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Ar-Rahim.
When he died, does anybody know what happened? I know I saw a lot of hands go up when we said who knows the story. Anybody want it? I forgot.
What happened when he died? Allah wanted to.
You in the back.
Yes, but, you know, two kinds of angels descended down to get his soul.
That's because he was going to repent. He was going to start a completely new life in a different place. But right before he was going to do it, he died.
So then the question is that angels of mercy, the angels of punishment came down. And they are, oh my God, those are angels representing the anger of Allah and revenge. You don't want to see them. So they came down and they want to get the soul. Because the angel of death job is to get your soul out and hand it to what? Either the angels of death or the angels of punishment. I'm sorry, angels of mercy or angels of punishment. The soul rolls out of the body, rolls out of the legs, and then it rolls. And then at the very end it goes out of your throat.
If it's Muslims, it'll be
easy.
And if it's non-Muslims, it'll be
hard.
Yeah.
Or you can say for good guys it's going to be easy, for bad guys it's going to be very painful. The bad guys will feel like pulling nails out of your fingers. Worse than that. Okay, now the angels of punishment, the angels of mercy descended, and then they say, angels of mercy say, angels of punishment say, he's ours. He killed 100 people and he never made sajda to Allah. He is ours. Angels of mercy say, no. He repented to Allah. So he's ours. So they started arguing. So Allah sent an angel to judge between them. So the angel said, okay. The angel said, here is the bad village, here is the good village, and here is the person.
This also goes over here.
Okay. So, if this distance, A, and this distance is B, if A is more than B, he goes to Jannah. If A is less than B, he goes to hell. So basically, what is less than B? Yes, because. So basically, what happens here is that measure the distance. If he's closer to the bad village, because he wanted to repent, so he went to the good village. He was traveling to the good village. So Allah said, the angel said, if he's closer to the bad village, then he goes to hell. If he closer to the good village, then he goes to heaven. Okay? You got that? So Allah, there are two narrations. One narration says Allah ordered the wind to carry his body closer to the good village. Another narration says that Allah ordered the earth to shrink from the side of the good village and to expand from the side of the bad village.
Do you guys know what we mean when we say narration?
Yes.
Yeah, two reports came from the Prophet Muhammad. Like the people who listened, who heard that from Prophet Muhammad, they have heard it both ways. So, okay, so now, what's the point? Why didn't Allah just forgive him without this big show? Why did Allah has to make it like measure the distance and all of this? Why was the reason?
It's also the reason why we went from 50 prayers to 5 prayers. If you guys know that story. You don't, that's for another time.
Yeah, what is the reason, huh?
He has a lot of mercy.
Yes, but he doesn't have to make this. If he has a lot of mercy, he doesn't have to make this show. Huh?
Wait, the Prophet asked to forgive him?
No. Why didn't Allah make this scenario like that?
Quickly, what happened was the guy, he killed 99 people, then he killed 100, and the and Imam said that Allah wouldn't forgive him for killing that many people. And then he went to a different Imam, and the man told him that if he starts a new life in a new place and he sincerely wants repentance, then he will be forgiven. So on his way to another village where he'd start a new life, he died.
So then Allah made the, let's say, the wind carry him near the good city. So the new city, so he goes to Jannah. But the question is, why did Allah do it this way? Why didn't he just say, hey, take him to Jannah?
Okay.
It's just like why Allah said at the beginning, make it 50 prayers, and then at the end, do it 5 prayers.
We want discussion. So how about Mahreen or... Your name starts with an L, right? No?
Lina?
What's your name?
Hasina.
I was pretty close.
So why? Why? Think. Why?
I want one of you guys to answer. Think. Out loud. Please. Don't want silence here. So if Allah had this this situation and he had the man, he's allowed to, Allah can choose where the man dies. So why did he make him die before he entered the good village?
Or why did he make it that way that the wind has to carry him? And why didn't Allah just say, okay, take him to Jannah? That's it. Why is this big show, huh?
Maybe it's because Allah wanted to see if he was really determined. Like,
Allah knows if he's determined or not, and he was determined.
He was determined, but the thing is that he died, so he couldn't tell anybody.
Takbir, mashallah. Allah wants to make it a lesson for us. Basically, Allah wanted to show us. Why? Allah wants us to recognize. Look, if Allah does it without this story, then without measuring or the wind, okay, then you will not recognize the mercy of Allah.
I mean, look at us. Something 1,400 years later, we're still telling this story. We're still telling about how Allah forgave this man so that we know that this guy killed 99 people, guys. So, whatever we do, it can be forgiven as long as we ask. So,
the point here that why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it in such a way is for us to recognize His kindness. Why did he start with five prayers and then he brought them down? You know the story. He brought them down all the way to five prayers. Because what? He wants us to recognize what? He wants us to recognize his what? His kindness. Got it? If he says from the beginning, five prayers, then would you recognize his kindness?
Does anybody know that story?
Go ahead, Sabrina. Or Saliha.
Can
you tell the story within, let's just say, max sentences
about the five prayers?
The prophet told his people that they have to do 50
prayers. No. When he was going to heaven, Allah told him 50 prayers, right? When he met Allah during Mi'raj, Allah said 50 prayers.
And then he went down, and who did he meet?
Huh? Prophet Musa. Prophet Musa said, what? 50 prayers? Oh my God, they people are not going to make it. Yeah, but imagine 50 prayers, it means that we have to pray every half an hour. It's going to be really tough.
We only have like 24 hours per day.
Yeah, and, you know, it's going to be crazy. So he said, no way! I know Banu Israel, the children of Israel. Oh man, they give me hell. Go ask Allah to reduce them. So Allah reduced them, let's say, to 40. Prophet Musa said, and then Prophet Muhammad started coming down. He met Prophet Musa. Prophet Musa said, what? 40? No way. Go ask for more. So he went back and asked for more.
Less.
Actually, asked for more more mercy, like less number of prayers. So he said, no. He made it 30. No. Until the last time he made it 5. And then when he was going down, Prophet Musa told him, 5. is not going to be. Can you go and ask for more? He said, no, less number. He said, no, I'm shy. That's it. So Allah told him, 5. You do it, you get the reward of
50.
Now, why Allah made it thus away? Why didn't Allah just from the beginning say 5? Exactly, to recognize His kindness. When Allah is asking a question, is He asking a question because He wants to learn the answer or because He wants others to hear the answer? Yes. Does Allah, when Allah is asking a question, doesn't He know the answer? Yes, He does. Then why is He asking the question? Because He wants the what? Others. Others to hear the answer. It's like, I know your name is Saliha, let's say. Your name is Saliha. Then I ask you, I know she's Saliha. Then I ask you, what's your name?
Saliha.
Everybody, you got her name? You did it? Okay, what's your name?
Saliha.
Okay, everybody got it? I know she's Saliha, but I want everybody to hear her name. See, when Allah's asking the question, He's asking it so the angels and humans can learn the answer. Got it?
I did that in the, earlier in class when I asked them their names. I know you, Dina, but I didn't know you. But I was asking for the benefit of the entire class, so everybody can learn. I do know you.
Now, about testing. About this testing thing.
No, oops.
Okay. People say, I don't want to be tested. You guys are Muslims, want to be tested? Let me go test it. I don't want to be tested. I want no testing.
I mean, they want to party all night and sleep all night.
I'm not going to be that. I don't like being tested. He made me to, he created me to be tested. We can, I answer this person and say, no, you want to be tested, and I can prove it. How can you prove that this person wants to be tested?
Would anybody, this is a discussion class, so whenever you know the answer, please raise your hand. Please, I
am begging
you.
How would you answer a guy who says that, or a gal who says that, I don't want to be tested.
Oh, for the record, there's no wrong answers. Yes.
He says, no, I don't want to.
Because there's also people who don't believe in heaven because they think the sky is the limit, quite literally.
It is like a pie in the sky. Like a dream, like a fake, like...
Oh, like a flying pig sort of thing. Yeah. I think that's how it goes.
It's like you, I promise you,
with wings.
I promise you in a pie in the sky.
Oh, yeah.
Who pigs can fly. You know, it's like... It's like I'm promising you something that you can never, I don't...
Never going to see or ever in your lifespan, but maybe it exists.
But that's
probably
a good answer
not.
Anyway, good
yes.
Try.
If you go on an airplane and eat pie, you get pie in the sky.
This is a good try.
You bring a pig on the plane, then pigs will fly too.
So, we have to go online and do our homework. Can
yes.
You, like, print it out and give it to you?
You type
email
it in your email.
Homework.
It's on the website. So, did you write the website?
Yes. Sorry. Okay. Okay. So now, how do you reply to this person? I don't want to be tested. I will say, I will say no. You don't only want to be tested, but you're looking for a harder test.
That's the email.
That's the email.
That's
the
website.
That you go by, right?
No, homework.
HW.
So what would you answer? What would you say? Okay.
Wait, how do our parents determine our... Okay, so with blank comes responsibility.
Power.
And power means... We constantly want power. We constantly want, with power, kings can do whatever they want, but their subjects cannot. What is that? Freedom. So with freedom comes responsibility with, I had something in my head.
So what are the choices do you have if you don't want to be tested? You have the following choices. Dead people, are they tested? Dead people, are they tested, being
yes.
tested?
No.
No.
Maybe.
Dead people, no. Where is the test? They are dead. How about the people that are crazy? Crazy people, insane. Are they being tested?
No.
No. How about no? How about...
Because they are not in control.
What about uneducated people?
Uneducated people,
everybody's tested.
Depends on what kind of uneducated.
Except crazy people. How about slaves who don't have control over decision?
How about we, instead of using crazy, because not everybody who's disabled is crazy, we'll use the term disabled, because there are people out there who are disabled and they cannot, again,
crazy person, the person that has absolutely no realization of reality. So, what is the third kind of people that are not being tested? Slaves who don't have control over themselves, right? Are slaves being tested who don't have control over yourself?
Yeah.
If I move Dina with a remote control, like go front, go to the right, then who's being tested, Lena? Lena has no choice. You know slaves who have no choices? They are, huh? They are not being tested. Or they are having an easy test. Then I say, hey, you don't want to be tested? Then pick one of those three. Either you die, or you become insane, or become a slave. Which ones you like? So these are the three choices. Okay? So which one do you like? If he says, I don't want to be tested, I say, no, you want to be tested. Why? Because do you want to be alive? Yes or no?
I have a
question.
Yes. Like the people who are disabled, like on the day of judgment, are they
still going to be like that?
Insane
people? Yeah.
They are not being tested at all. No, but on the day of judgment, are they
going to
be like normal?
They go to Jannah. Allah sends them to Jannah.
It's kind of like if you die before...
As a child.
Just as a child. Then you also go to Jannah. Just straight away. You're one of those people who just straight away go to Jannah. Because if you're a toddler that got hit by a bus, what have you done with your life? Absolutely nothing, because you had no realization
except
of what
you're getting hit by a bus.
So, you would like to be alive, yes or no? Yes.
Yeah.
Then you want to be tested. Because you want to be alive. You would like to be free. Yes or no?
No.
Yes. Then
if
you like to be tested.
No, there's also... How many of you guys want a driver's license? Say I.
I do not.
How many of you guys want to go to college? Say I.
I do not.
Okay, so when doing this, when you have the ability to drive, you have the ability to drive wherever you want. You're given this responsibility to not waste the gas inside of your car, to not drive it into a bridge, and...
Not kill someone.
Yeah, not to kill somebody. You're given this weight of responsibility, and you're also being tested, as in, if you do hit somebody on purpose, your parents are most likely going to take away your car, because you were tested
abused
with this responsibility, and you abused it.
Abused your freedom. So, you got what I'm saying? So, you tell them, okay, you want to be alive, yes, then you want to be tested. You want to be free, right? Then you're being tested.
I don't know where I heard that from, but it was... I'm keeping an eye on you.
Do you want to be insane? No.
Yes.
Then you want to be tested.
You want to be insane?
Maybe.
Now,
just don't paralyze yourself, please.
Then you face this person and say, not only that you want to be tested, you're looking for a harder test. Why? You want more power, right? Right?
Yeah.
Then you want more testing, right? You want more money, right?
Yeah.
Then you want to be tested more. The decision of the President of the United States affects a lot of people, affect nations. But my decision will affect only my family, right? So who has more responsibility, President Obama or me?
President Obama.
So he's having much harder tests than me, right? His test is much harder than my test. Got it?
Versus we have money, which is power. Versus the people who are poor, do complete the sentence, not.
Do not have power.
Yeah, they do not have money, therefore they do not have power. They are not held up to the same standards that we don't call it rich here in America, but we are rich. We have a lot of money. We're like millionaires.
They steal from China.
What she's trying to say that if you're rich, you have a harder test than if you're poor. If you're powerful, you have more harder tests than if you're powerless. And we want longer life, right? So we want longer tests. Who doesn't like money? Nobody. I want more money. Yes, with more money comes a harder test. Why? Because you're having more money means you have more responsibilities about this money. How to deal with this money. The test is how to deal with this money. Like the people who get some people who get very rich, they end up in drugs, ruining their lives.
And that's abuse of money.
Abuse of money.
Kind of like what just
the money
Bieber
can destroy you, by the way. The people who win the lotteries, they bring them sometimes after several years, and the money have ruined their lives.
They get divorced because they have the money too.
I know somebody who won the lottery and they used it to come from Africa to America.
Yes, that's something.
That's something else, but there is, it could do you good or it could do you bad. And for a lot of people, they can't handle it, especially if it comes so suddenly, as in you're not even building up this responsibility, you're just getting it all at once, and it comes as a shock, and your children end up doing junks because they can. They can ask for $1,000, and your dad's just like, sure, here you go, because I just won $10 billion. There you go, child. That happened frequently.
A lot of people who are rich, they money have really ruined their lives, okay? And it was much better for them to be poor. So they got the test and they flunked it. Maybe if they had less money, it would be easier for them. So you say, Mr. X, you want to be tested because you want to be alive, right? Yes, then you want to be tested. You want more money, yes? Then you want to be tested. You want more freedom, yes? Then you want more testing.
So
your choices for not being tested is to kill yourself. Oh, hold on. My class ends at 12:15.
Don't back up, not yet.
So, 5 more minutes to go. Got it? Got it? So, you want more testing, you want more power, you want more freedom. If you don't want to be tested, you have to give up your freedom. What? Do you want to give up your freedom?
No.
Then, I want to be tested. I want more freedom. Then you want a harder test.
So, I can ask, do you want to be rich, Eva? You want to live in a mansion and do whatever you really want.
Not a mansion, but yeah.
So this woman right here, I'm pretty sure her name is Sabrina, wants to be tested. Mehe!
I'm not.
Do you want to grow up and have money? I'm not even talking about rich. I'm talking about have money and not live on the streets.
Yeah.
So she does not want to be a hobo. Mehe wants to be tested.
I'm not.
Oh, right. hold up here. Mehdi, I am very confused about this.
Sana?
What's your name?
Yeah.
Let's go back to the point quickly.
Right.
5 minutes.
I know who you are. Wait, you're Sarah!
Yeah.
3 minutes.
Sarah.
I remember you from summer school.
You got the idea here? You got the idea? We don't only want to be tested, but we're asking for a harder test. We're asking for more money. You're asking for a harder test.
You're pretty much, when you're asking for a car, you're saying, please, Ya Allah, let me be tested. Please, I am begging on my knees right here. Let me be tested. When you want money, you're saying, please, Ya Allah, let me be tested.
When you want more freedom, Ya Allah, I want a harder test, more tests. So basically, the ones who are saying, I don't want to be tested, tell them, no. You have 3 choices. You either have to die, or to give up your freedom, or... Huh? Yes, be crazy. Be crazy. Be insane. Insane. All the day, like some... have absolutely no realization of the reality. Okay? You got it? So, you want to be tested? Yes or no?
If you say no, then I would say, I'm not saying I'm saying this, is Ya Allah make you, I'm not saying this by the way, dead, a slave, or disabled.
Yes.
Please, because this woman does not want to be tested.
Give up your freedom, give up your brain, give up your life. If you don't want to be tested, because with freedom comes testing. With freedom, you're being tested. With your freedom, with life, you're being tested.
And a lot of the time, Allah is not the only one who's testing you, because there's, as a minor right now, your parents are also testing you, because they are responsible for your deeds and whatnot.
Okay.
Okay.
You got that part? Okay. So basically. I want longer life. Then what are you asking when you say I want longer life?
Please, please, please let me be tested.
It's like, ya Allah, I want a longer test. Longer test means harder test.
So, did everybody have, was entertained today with our, yes, thing? Anyways. Good job.
Thank you.
I like today.
Second to the
How do you stop it?